Okay, you heard. The recording has started. We're recording this call, and what we're talking about is we're recapping. I'm sorry for the beeping. Let me put the seatbelt on because Brother Vic is mobile again tonight. Last week when we couldn't get on the call, we went ahead and started talking about intercessory prayer. And I shared some things with you last week. And I said, you know what, everybody, next week we're going to go to open up the lines and we're going to have some people share some things about intercessory prayer and the power of intercessory prayer. And of course, I already said it. I'm sorry, I'm doubling up what I just said. The last week or so, our prayer book has been full, overloaded with names, overflowing with names, overflowing with faith, and overflowing with miracles. What, Brother Vic? Miracles? That's right. By faith, I'm saying it. They're already beginning to take place in our midst. They took place yesterday. Brother Dean, when he pulled up in that trailer a couple days ago, I happened to be out there, and he just comes out of the truck. The first thing he says, I came here, Brother Vic. He didn't know my name. He didn't remember. He goes, sir, I came here because I heard this church has faith. Everybody, listen to what's being said. I heard this church has faith, and I believe my wife is going to be healed on this visit. And if she's not healed on this visit, she's going to receive the initial healing that her body needs on this visit. Look at the faith that this man is saying, everybody. Praise God. And it all comes through prayer. And the type of prayer, isn't that something how Pastor Clark began to really pray about in the last week, preach about prayer. And if you remember about a week ago, he got a little after it when he said, you know what, I'm kind of getting tired of just talking about this and I'm not getting a response. Well, he didn't have to say it too much because in the next day or two, that prayer book began to get full. And I'm not ashamed to say it. If Mama's on the line right now, praise God. All right. So I'm getting texts right now. Mama called me the other night. We prayed together at midnight a few nights ago. And she said, you know, Mijo, I want you to put my name in the prayer book, okay? Because Pastor Clark said he wants our names in the prayer book. And I want to make sure my name's in the prayer book. Mama, you and I prayed together for 5-10 minutes on the phone at midnight. I'm putting your name right behind. Under Brother Vic, I put Elisa under Brother Vic's name because she prayed with me. Maybe not physically, but she prayed with me with her voice and her words and her spirit, and she is a part of this church. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this. Can you feel what I'm feeling, everybody, the anointing? There is a unity that is developing in our church as we pray together. As Mama and I pray together at midnight, there is something that's developing. There is a joint effort that's taking place. I'm getting so many thoughts in my head right now, I can't even stop. I'm thinking about when the Allied forces in World War II, there was a joint effort. The Allied powers, not the Axis powers, they were the enemy. The Germany, Italy, Japan, the Allied forces with the United States, Great Britain. And my goodness, I'm losing it here. Come on, somebody help me. The United States, Great Britain, and France were the three major Allied forces, and then there was other supporting forces as well. And then we were in here in Iraq about 15, 20 years ago, and again, we had allies that came together. It was a joint effort. It's not just one person, one group, one entity, but it's when people come together. They come together. There is something that happens when you put a threefold cord, you bind it together. The Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about, everybody. That's what we're talking about here. Before I open up the lines, and get ready because I'm going to open it up, everybody, just get ready with a thought. You don't need to go 5 or 10 minutes. If you just want to share something for 30 seconds, 20 seconds, a minute. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, please try not to go more than 5 minutes if you do share, because I want everybody that wants to say something to say something. But I want to share this with you. Just a couple nights ago, Mama and I talked after we finished praying. We prayed together about different things about our church, about the needs of our church. And then we hung up, and everything was fine. The next night I talked to her. She said, Mijo, this is maybe Friday or Saturday. Mijo, something happened last night after you and I spoke. We shared, we prayed together, and when we hung up the phone, a heaviness came over me. A heaviness so heavy, like a sadness, a heaviness, a burden. Oh, we know what that means, right, everybody? She said, I had to go into prayer, Mijo, and the Spirit took over. I went into intercessory prayer. I don't know what I was praying for. I don't know who I was praying for. She knows some of the situations here in our church. It could have been for the family. It could have been for our church. And I said, Mom, it could have been for someone in Japan, someone in Russia, someone in Germany that we don't even know, that the Spirit was putting a burden upon you to pray for them or that situation. We don't know. We don't know. Well, on Sunday morning before our service, we got into a pre-service meeting with Pastor Clark, some of us guys, some of the men. And as we're talking, and Pastor said there's a great need with Brother and Sister Dean, and he has faith that our church is going to be able to help him. And he started going into this. And right before the meeting broke up, here's Brother Vic sitting there in the chair, and I thought, wait a minute, Pastor Clark, everybody, I got to share this with you. I got to share this with you, everybody. Just a couple nights ago, Mom and I were praying, and then we hung up the phone, and the next day she told me what I just told you, everybody, about Mijo. Something came over me after you and I hung up the phone after praying together. I had this great need, this great burden. And I told her, Mama, I said, I don't know what it was for. It could have been for a need here at the church, someone that needs prayer at our church. It could have been for someone outside of the country. But now I'm wondering if it had to do with Brother and Sister Dean and their need that what the Lord knew was going to be coming to us a couple of days later. It could have very well been. And I shared that with the pastor and the men. I'm not sure if that's what it was about. It may have been partly for that purpose, everybody. But here's the point we're taught to make. Prayer is important. We can't live without it. Our old Pastor Moanda used to say, pray or die. Pray or die. Ora o muere. Pray or die. We can't survive in this walk with God, everybody, in this new life, Christian life, if we don't learn how to pray. But now we're going to a different place in prayer. It's intercessory prayer, where we intercede not for ourselves, but for the needs of someone else. And most of the time, we don't know what we're praying or who we're praying for, everybody. I hope you're feeling this, everybody. Praise God. I hope you're hearing. I'm sorry, I'm reading some text messages because someone, Mama just texted me and told me that there's some invited guests on the call tonight. Maybe other extended family of mine from San Diego. I don't know. There very well may be. But I hope you're feeling something here, everybody. This is not about me. This is not about one individual. This is about the Holy Ghost moving through our church using different members. With that said, it's about 7:30 now. And I'm going to open up the lines here. As a matter of fact, before I open up to everybody, send me a text, somebody. Say, Brother Vic, I do have something. And if you do have something, send me a text right now and say, hey, I do have something that I want to share regarding intercessory prayer. Prayer, a prayer that has been answered. That's the theme tonight, everybody. Prayer, intercessory prayer, praying for someone else's needs, or sickness, infirmity, someone who's been healed or is going through something relative to last night, the deans, what happened with them, what's going on with them. Anything to do with intercessory prayer, a prayer being answered, or a sickness, infirmity that has been healed or in the process of being healed, that's what we're talking about, everybody. So if anybody wants to do that voluntarily, go ahead and send me a text message and let me know that you want to. That way I'll open up your lines individually before I open up to everybody. I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about this right now, everybody. Remember, this is what we're doing tonight. This is what this is about. So feel free to send me a text. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I can do this. All right, everybody? Remember, this is what are we doing here? This is the body speaking up individually and collectively to support each other in this effort. Prayer. Prayer works. We've seen all these names in the prayer book in the last several days, in the last week and a half. There's something great taking place here in prayer. There are healings that are taking place. There are miracles that are taking place, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to continue to see this take place as we pray together, as we bind together. Praise God. Stop and think about it for a moment. We're being infused with faith. It's like someone that's very sick and they go to the doctor. What's wrong? You have anemia. You're low on energy. And sometimes they give them a shot in the arm, vitamin B, something. I forget what it is. Sometimes they need a blood transfusion, a blood infusion because they're so low on iron. And that's what God is doing for us right now through our pastor. Our pastor has been getting up and preaching about everybody. It's a call to arms, a call to arms. Again, World War II or a war where the government says it's a call to arms. Everybody, we're doing a cattle call, a call to arms. We got to get our people on the front lines to begin to push back on the enemy who's pushing on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've already got some people that want to say something. Pre-yarabashatai. Feeling good already. I got several people, and one of the ones that are going to say something. Ooh, okay. Sister Christine wrote B12 shot. Okay, it's a B12 shot. I've heard of that. Okay, good. Sister Julian, bro. Okay, Sister Julie, I'm just going to say it. I'm feeling good tonight. Sister Julie says, Brother Vic, my hubby Adrian wants to say something. Good, Adrian. I want to hear something, Adrian. And if he wants to say it in Spanish, I'll translate it into English. So I'm going to go ahead and let him go first. All right. Let me see if I can find their name on the list. I'm going to go to open up the line that I'm seeing this number on, Sister, which is the number ending in 7386. I hope that's the number. And that's the number that I'm going to open up. I hope you feel me. I'm doing this on the fly. We're just doing this as we go, as we roll. We're doing this. We're doing this. So you're doing this together with me. Like the preacher said, you're going to preach with me? Well, you're going to do this thing with me, everybody. This is about us. I'm bringing him on. Hermano Miguel, ¿me puede oír bien? Hermano Adrián, because I saw Miguel on the phone there. Hermano Adrián, ¿me puede oír bien?
Sí, sí, claro.
¿Me puede oír bien?
Sí, ¿sí me escucha?
A little bit muffled. Un poquito su voz está medio, ¿cómo se puede decir en español? Como no muy claro.
Ok, ¿y ahora sí me oye?
Ok, ahora sí lo oigo bien, bien, perfecto. Usted va a hablar en español y yo voy a traducir en inglés, ¿ok?
Ok, no hay problema.
Denos, señor, sus hermanos, su testimonio, lo que hablamos, pues, de la oración, intercesión, milagro, sanidad, lo que sea, diga.
Pues, hemos estado orando por uno de mis hermanos, ya como por unos...
¿Cómo se llama? 11,
se llama Alfredo Gutiérrez.
Brother Adrian is saying that he's been praying. They've been praying for his brother Alfredo Gutiérrez in recent period of time. Sanidad, hermano, salvación, ¿de qué se trata?
No, salvación. Ya 12 años orando por él.
12 años. He's been for 12 years. This is good. Gracias, hermano. For 12 years, everybody, they've been praying for salvation for his brother Alfredo. Siga, hermano.
Y pues... de ellos salió de que querían un estudio bíblico y se los empezamos a dar. Ya tenemos como un mes y medio hablando de la palabra con ellos.
So they've been for a month and a half talking to them about sharing a Bible study with them.
Ya les dimos una clase de bautizo y ellos quieren, están pensando en bautizarse y pues estamos orando que Dios les toque el corazón, que de verdad lo hagan.
Ok, entonces está hablando del bautismo y recibir el Espíritu Santo, ¿verdad?
Sí, ya hablamos de eso y sí quieren bautizarse, pero ahorita están como pensando. Y yo les digo que no piensen, que lo hagan.
So he's been already teaching him about baptism in Jesus' name, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost for the last month and a half, and great things are happening. Ok, siga, hermano.
Y sí, me dijeron que sí, que sí, sí van a hacerlo, pero ahorita han estado unos obstáculos en el camino, pero yo sé que Dios los va a traer.
And he knows that there's obstacles in the road right now, but he knows the Lord is going to bring them in. I feel that faith. Sentimos su fe, hermano.
Así es, brother. 12 años orando por él. Este chavalo tiene un testimonio muy grande. Verdad, él estaba en cosas muy feas y pues yo siempre estaba orando por él y gracias a Dios ya lo está.
Okay. ¿En qué ciudad vive, hermano?
Él vive en Perris.
Okay, so for 12 years they've been praying for, es su sobrino, ¿verdad?
No, mi hermano.
Oh my goodness, su hermano. Brother Adrian's brother, Alfredo, who lives in Paris. They've been praying for 12 years. Now they're getting into Bible study in the last month and a half. And there's already something beginning to take place. Quiero decir esto, hermano. Después del COVID, mucha gente que no quería oír la palabra, ahora después del COVID, ahora tienen corazones tiernos y oídos abiertos. I just shared this with someone else recently, everybody. Before COVID, a lot of people were kind of like, oh, no, I don't need it. I'm good. But after COVID, it seems to have broken up the soil in people's hearts, everybody. It seems to have opened up their hearing, their understanding, and they're ready and able to receive something now. And I believe that we're going to be hearing more things like what we're hearing from Brother Adrian. Hermano Adrián, qué bueno que me ha dicho esto, porque ahora todos que están en la llamada van a saber de orar por Alfredo, el hermano de Adrián. Vamos a unirnos con usted para orar para salvación. Everybody, now that we heard about Brother Adrian's brother Alfredo, he's been praying for him for 12 years. They're teaching a Bible study for a month and a half now. we are all going to bind together. So Jessica, if you're on the line, she puts a list together of some names that we're working on. We're going to bind together. This is exactly what I was talking about earlier tonight, everybody. We're going to bind together in unity to pray together with Hermano Adrián and his sister Julie for his brother Alfredo. It's going to happen. It's already happening. Do you feel the faith, everybody? Do you understand what we're talking about? Hermano Adrián, gracias por esto. ¿Algo más que quería decir?
No, solamente pues que hemos estado muy a gusto en la iglesia. Yo sé que nunca, yo soy de persona de pocas palabras, pero sí. Yo puedo mirar la presencia de Dios, es como un humo, así como una nube. Ayer pasó lo mismo, la presencia de Dios estaba ahí, es como algo bien, ¿verdad? Y gracias a Dios, Él me ha dado esa habilidad de poder entender. Por eso que yo quería compartir todo esto, ¿verdad? Porque nosotros nos sentimos a gusto.
Sí. Everybody, I want to déjame decir lo que acaba de decir. He just said some powerful things. He said that he wants everybody to know that him and Julie, their family, they feel very good in our church, very comfortable in our church. They love our church. And already yesterday, in yesterday's service, he saw something that he's seen before in our services, which is like a cloud, a thick cloud. Anybody know what he's talking about? The Old Testament talks about the Shekinah glory of God, or Shekinah, however you say it, glory of God, where the glory of God is so thick, the presence of the Spirit of God is so powerful, so thick, it's like a thin veil of smoke. You could see it, you could feel it, and that's what he felt and saw yesterday. What a powerful testimony. God is doing great things in our church, everybody, and you can see, hear, and feel it. Gracias, hermano Adrián. Thank you, brother Adrián. Okay, algo más, hermano.
No, es todo, bro. Nomás quería compartir eso.
Okay. Pues bendiciones a usted y su esposa, y Dios me los bendiga. Perfecto. So we're thankful for brother Adrián. Gracias a usted, hermano. Thank you, hermano Adrián and Julie, for this great testimony. Praise God. And again, we're going to open it up to some other people. And if you, I'm going to put on some other people who have requested to get on. But if anybody else has a testimony about prayer, intercessory prayer, healing, infirmity, anything that relative to what's been going on the last week, the pastor preaching on prayer, all the names in the prayer book, the deans coming yesterday with a great need, let's go ahead and hear it. This is about the body speaking up tonight. And let me go ahead and bring on the next person that I hear here that I know wants to say something. Let me see. I got some text messages. We're going to be hearing. All right. All right. All right. We're going to be hearing from. All right. I believe Sister Alina wants to go ahead and say something. We're going to unmute her. Sister Alina, are you on the line?
Yes.
Hello, hello. All right. We got your text message, Sister Alina. We know God has been doing some great things in your life. And go ahead and share whatever testimony or whatever thought that you want to share with the group tonight.
Okay. Just to make sure, am I coming in clear?
You are loud and clear. If anybody else wants to text in to let us know that you can hear, Sister, I hear a little bit of background noise, and I don't know even know if it's your line or someone else's line.
I think you unmuted the whole thing because I heard the muted.
Okay. Let me check. Okay, I think I just covered it. I think we're good. But I do hear you.
Okay. No, I'll make it short.
Before you go, Sister, if anybody wants to text in just to let us know that you can hear Sister Alina, that would be great. All right, go ahead, Sister Alina.
Yes, I will make it short and sweet, but I really wanted to share this. It's very, very, very relevant to what you mentioned about Brother and Sister Dean. But on Wednesday night, when Pastor had mentioned the need there for Brother and Sister Dean, and he explained how that she only had, or the doctors told her she only had either, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks to 3 months.
And, something like that, yes.
Yes. And when he said that, I felt the spirit of intercession fall on me. And I thought, oh, Lord, I need to find like a corner or something and just yes. wrote it down and prayed with this woman. And the crazy part about it, and this is the beautiful thing about intercession, is that I had no idea who she was. I thought I did, but I wasn't entirely sure. But I just knew, like, when I heard her name, I heard the situation, and especially it having to do with her health, it did something to me, to my spirit.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I definitely fell under that spirit of intercession on Wednesday night. Prayed for her the following day, and then come Sunday morning, when they actually came and preached for us, and they were praying for her in the altar call, I lost it. The tears were streaming, and it was definitely intercession for Sister Dean. So,
yes,
that is what happened.
Okay, and you said it was short and you said it was short and sweet, but Sister, thank you for that. And we were all there. The pastor was calling different people, and yes, we saw him call you at the end as well. And yes, we could feel and see the anointing. There was something powerful. And again, that's another member of the body that is being called in to do something regarding intercessory prayer, praying for someone else's needs. And this is good. What comes to my mind is this: we may feel that ourselves are inadequate, everybody. We may feel, oh, that's for the spiritual people. That's for the people on the platform. That's for the leaders. No, everybody. That's exactly why I'm opening this up tonight. I feel this strong, everybody. It's for the Lord wants everybody to become a part of Ashata. I keep feeling this. Everyone is a member of the body, and everyone has the Holy Ghost wants to be used. God is ready and willing to use you. All you got to do is step out in faith, and God is going to do it, going to use you in that intercessory prayer. Thank you, Sister Alina, for that power, short and sweet but powerful testimony. All right, and I think we have a couple of more people that want to share something. All right, I believe we have someone from San Diego who just texted something about a prayer being answered. So I'm going to see if I can open up her line. Here we go. Hello, Sister Elisa. Are you on the line?
I am on the line.
All right. You
I'm
just sent me a text.
Listening. Yes.
Okay. You just sent me a text with a lot of things that happened. Why don't you go ahead and share with everybody this great testimonies? You know, you can be...
For about 3 days, yes, my granddaughter, she's 18, she would cry and cry and cry in hopelessness and telling Mama, why this sadness doesn't go away? Why? And she would cry, and broke my heart just to see her crying like that. Because these young people, their goals, they're not there, what they were planning to do. Because of the pandemic, things have changed. And so, but she, it was more than that. It was like a spirit bothering her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I said, I started thinking and meditating, and it broke my heart, just cried. A little girl crying and crying, Mama, why this doesn't go away? And I said, well, maybe I cannot help, but the Lord can help. He's going to help us. And then I went into prayer. I felt this heaviness in my heart, and I went into intercessory prayer, and I remember the Lord saying, this only with prayer and fasting. So I went to prayer and fasting that night. I prayed almost all night, and then two more nights, and then the thing went away. Now she's acting sweet and calm down, and she's different. And I know it's the Lord that did it. And yes, it is. The Lord is training us and teaching us, reteaching us, because I knew this from long ago, intercessory prayer. And when there is something that the Lord wants to use us in, just because we have the desire to do it, the Lord would use us. And like the other night when I finished talking to you, and good night, Dick, and you have a good night. And I was planning to just go to bed, And all of a sudden, it just was dropped on my heart, something heavy. And I didn't know what it was. And it was heavy, and it was sadness, and it was something very, very, very heavy. And I couldn't understand it. And I asked the Lord, what is it, Lord? Is one of my sons? Is my daughter? Is the church? Who is the? What is it? And I couldn't find out. So I went into prayer, intercessory prayer. And yes, you mentioned something about brother and sister Dean. It could have been for them. But I am very excited and very grateful to the Lord. We have a pastor that is leading us into prayer.
Yes, yes.
And it's like everyone is preaching about prayer. Remember, Brother Roll saying about prayer too, Sunday morning. And we really, it's like the Lord is getting us ready for the battle. It's a battle.
Yes.
And we're going to have to be ready and know how to do the weapon. One of the most powerful weapons is prayer. And it's very exciting to know that the Lord can use us in this. And I just love it. And I thank God for that. And the glory and the honor all belong to our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, hermano. Elisa, thank you so much. I someone just came to my car window and they're asking me a question here, but thank you for this, Mama. And she said, everybody, when she felt that weight, that burden, and that sadness,
yes,
she knew what she had to do. She knew what she had to do. She knew to get into, and isn't that something? She knew she had to get into intercessory prayer. How do you do? Do you just say, oh, I'm going to get in intercessory prayer? No. You don't. It's not something that you can just turn on that easily. But when you feel that prodding of the Spirit, there's a need, there's a heaviness, there's a burden, that triggers you to get into prayer. And when you open up your spirit, that's when the Spirit of God begins to pray through Yaravashatai, begins to pray through you. That's what intercessory prayer. Thank you for that example, Mama, Hermana Elisa Terrazas, because Mama just explained it, how simple that it really is. Is everybody. Don't think that it's for the elite, it's for the special people, it's for the leaders. No. Ooh, I want to share this. How many instances have we heard of that little old lady, that little senior person in the church that no one hardly sees or knows, but she gets into her prayer closet and she's used in a powerful way in travail and intercessory prayer. We may never know the great things that she's accomplishing in prayer. She may be praying for souls in Africa, in China, in a desert, somewhere else on the other side of the earth, of the world. But she's doing it through intercessory prayer. Oh, but she doesn't have a lot of money. She doesn't have a lot of resources. She doesn't have a great house, a big a new car. Doesn't matter. The Lord's able to use that individual, that person. I want to be that person. You want to be that person. I know that you do. Mama mentioned something else. And I know my niece won't feel too badly about this because she's not the only one, everybody. What a sad situation. There's a lot of young people today being affected by a lot of emotional angst and worry, anxiety, stress, depression, you name it, for so many reasons. They're being hit with this, everybody. And it's happening in the last several years more and more than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. You would think, oh, you're young. You're a young person. What do you have to worry about? You have your whole life ahead of you. But yet they're being hit with all of these issues that are affecting them psychologically, mentally, emotionally, everybody. And it's sad to say that the suicide rate is going sky high in this segment of young people from, I believe, age 12 to 25 or 30. The numbers have gone very high. What is happening? It's the enemy that's coming against our young people. He doesn't even want our young people to get into adulthood. He wants to take them out before they even get into adulthood. Everybody, this is not just their problem, it is our problem. But we are going to get into prayer, intercessory prayer, to pray for the needs of our young people. There are kids, there are children, there are young people, there are families, there are loved ones. And remember, whether there are families or not, intercessory prayer is no respecter of whether it's your family member or not. You could be praying for someone in another country, in another city. You may not know their name or their face, but the Lord knows, and He's going to pray through you for them, for that situation. Praise God. I got another text message here. Yes, Sister Cindy wrote, you yield to it. You yield to it. Boy, we like to hear her say it when she says it. She says it with an anointing and with power as well. Thank you for that, Sister Cindy. Praise God. As a matter of fact, I believe we got some more people coming on here. My goodness. Let's have Brother Art. Brother Art has something to share as well. Art Dorame. And I'm going to make sure I got his number. Okay, I got his number here. We may go a little over time tonight, everybody. But you know what? I think it's the right thing. We're going to open up Brother Art's line. Hermano Art Dorame, can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you, Brother Vic. Can you hear me?
You're loud and clear. And everybody, he texted me. He says, I don't know if this is going to really apply tonight because this has to do with, he's talked to a backslider from a different city today or sometime this week. And he doesn't know if this is going to relate to what we're talking about. It does, everybody, because intercessory prayer is going to help people that are sick, need a healing, or need salvation. So we want to hear Brother Art give a testimony about this person he ran into today. Go ahead, Brother Art.
All right, Brother Vic. I'm trying to make this as short as possible for time. But it really hit me today. As some of you may know or may not know, I work for Amazon, and I was doing an interview process, and part of our hiring process takes about 3 days. So I was working with this one young man. He's 21 years old. His name is Alexis Figueroa.
All right.
And all right. It takes us through the whole day, and we got to the lunch part, so we're sitting having lunch, and I prayed for my food, and he's just looking at me through all the day like sort of strange. And he asked me, can I ask you a question that has nothing to do with work? And I said, sure. And he said, what religion are you? And I said, I'm Apostolic Pentecostal. He said, I knew it. And I said, you knew it? He goes, I just knew it. I've been looking at you, the way you carry yourself, the way you're talking to people. You're covered up. You have no facial hair. And I said, are you familiar with Apostolic Pentecostal Christians? He goes, I was raised in an apostolic church. He said,
there
I walked away from church. He said, my uncle is a pastor in Central Valley. My family's been generations in the church. He goes, but I just completely walked away. He goes, I was raised in the Bell Gardens Church. His aunts were raised in the Bellflower Church. He mentioned people like Brother Jackson, Gentiles, right. Brother Jackson's son, and different people
yes.
he remembers as a kid.
Yes.
And he said, you know, I got into drinking, into the worldly things, drugs, and I left
Hallelujah.
My job. He said, the reason I left my last job, because I knew if I wanted another job, I had to get clean because nobody would hire me if I would test with drugs in my system. He said, I intentionally left my job just to clean myself up. And he said, he prayed and prayed and prayed. And he said, God, find me a job and find me a church. He said, put me in the path where someone can lead me to the right church. He goes, I need to get back in the church. He goes, I'm done with this worldly life because I need to get back. I know where I need to be. He goes, but he prayed to God and said, put me in the right place and put me in pretty much in the line with the person that needs to get him somewhere. And he said he applied to 20 different Amazon warehouses. No one replied to him except for us. And when I hired him, he said, this is not coincidence. This is all God. He said, he put me here with you for a reason. He said that he just started crying, and he just said that he knows that he needs to get back. This is it. This is, he said, God doesn't make mistakes. He
yes.
said, you know, and I said, you know, what is your situation? He said his mom goes to church. He don't like her church too much because it's a little, there's a lot of things going on there. I guess it's too freely, not, you know, he likes a church like ours where you go by the rules and you know, the women don't cut their hair and the right dress and the right look. He likes that discipline.
Okay.
And he said he has a girlfriend. And, you know, I said, is she willing to go? She said she is willing to go. Wherever he'll go, she'll go with him. She just wants him to find the right church. And I was just really, really excited to talk to this young man because I do believe God put him and me together at that right time because this is what he wants. And he prayed for it. He prayed and prayed and told God, put me in the right path where I could go to the right church. I need a good church. And I told him where our church is. He has no problem driving there. He said, I have no problem driving to your church. He lives a sort of Anaheim area off of 91. He said he doesn't have a problem driving there. He got all the information. He's excited about the 30th. I told him about that. He wants to go there, but he just wants to go to service. And he just wants to get back in. He wants to go to a church where he could feel the presence of God. He said he wants just to feel the touch of God when he walks in that church. And I told him, you will at our church. I guarantee you that.
Yes.
So that's all I really had to share and trying to shorten it down for time's sake. But I'm just really excited that, you know, that this young man can get back in the church and get his life back on track.
Awesome. And we love it, Brother Art. It's not just a little thing that you shared tonight. This is a powerful testimony. And of course, we heard the whole story. What I want to say is this. I hope you heard Brother Art's voice tonight, his demeanor and his spirit in his voice. You see, Brother Art's been going through a trial in the last several weeks, last couple months or more, with health issues and things like that. But tonight, Brother Art, I hear the strength in your voice. I hear this new energy, the strength, his demeanor in your spirit, in your voice. And I hear and feel the faith in your voice. You know, isn't it something? You know, we need certain things, nutrients, vitamins for our natural body, but there's something about faith that it wakes us up, it shakes us back to life and gives us a new hope and a new goal to continue to push forward. And that's what I'm hearing in Brother Art tonight. So thank you, Brother Art. You've injected us, you've infused us with some faith and a new strength and a new energy tonight. So thank you for this, Hermano Art Durame. All right. Let's see what else. I think we may have someone else before we hit the 8 o'clock hour. Did I get something else here? I'm getting a little bit of confusion because I got some group texts going on, and I don't know if some of the ladies want to get on, and I don't want to put them on the spot. If they do, please text me for sure. Ladies, you know who you are if you want to get on the call. Don't be shy. I'm just not sure what these text messages mean. Well, we're feeling good, everybody. And you, as you can see, once again, we're doing this a little bit different. I hope you feel this. There's a freedom. There's a liberty that I'm feeling in what we are doing. It's not so constricted. There's not so much structure, so much guideline. Even as I say that, I'm thinking about Azusa Street about 100 years ago. The story goes, everybody, that when the Holy Ghost first fell, and it was just the Spirit, people were being led of the Spirit. There was no structure to the service just yet. You know, the song, the prayer, then the worship, and then the preaching. They say people would just get together and pray together. They would just get together and pray together, like those all-night vigilias, mama, where the all-night vigils where their people would pray all night. That's what they would be doing at 8, 9, 10 o'clock. I think they had 24-hour prayer going, and at sometime during that big prayer meeting, someone would just get up and just give a word. A testimony, a five-minute preaching sermon, and then they pray some more, and then someone would get up and just sing, and then someone would get up and say another word. It was like that. They were being led of the Spirit. Well, that's kind of like what I'm feeling right now, everybody. I'm not trying to say we're going to be disorganized, we're not going to have any structure, but I'm just feeling this liberty, this freedom to just let some things flow. All of you, everybody, we all have something to put into the pot, so to speak. We all have a word, a testimony. As I'm saying this, I've heard Mama told me that I might have some family members from San Diego, Escondido, California, that may have gotten on the call. If you're on the call tonight, I love my tío Alfonso, my tía Flavia, who are talented people, who are wonderful. They love God, and they have this great singing talent. All their family has great singing talent, musicians. They sing for the Lord. If they're on the call tonight, I love you, and I'm glad you're on the call. Hope you're receiving something good out of this. Praise God. Without further ado, though, we've hit the 8 o'clock hour. I don't want to go too long. And let me see if I got another text message for clarity's sake. Nope, no more clarity. I'm more confused with these messages. But everybody, I hope that you all got something out of this tonight. Faith. We're stoking the fire. You know, in a campfire, you build a fire, and after a few hours, it kind of dies down, so you bring more wood and you stoke it. You stoke it to build more flames, build more fire. Well, everybody, that's what we're doing right now. I hope you feel the flames of faith being stoked tonight. Is anybody stoked? Remember that saying, I'm stoked. Are you stoked? I hope you feel the flames of fire being stoked tonight. Let's continue to do this. Let's continue to get into prayer. Next Monday, we may do this again, everybody. Be ready. Get ready to share something. If you need to share something tonight, we may be doing this on Thursday next of this week or Monday of next week, because we want everybody to be a part of this. Praise God. In Jesus' name, thank you, everybody. We're going to go ahead and dismiss you now, and we get ready for church on Wednesday night. Come Wednesday night expecting a miracle. I said it, I'll say it again. Everybody, come Wednesday night expecting a miracle. Esperando un milagro del Señor on Wednesday night for yourself. Well, I don't need one, Brother Vic. Oh, know. Maybe you have a family member, a friend. Do you have someone who needs salvation? That's a miracle. Do you have someone who needs a healing? That's a miracle. You may not feel like you need a miracle today, everybody, but you know what? Come expecting a miracle anyway, a miracle that you may not feel that you need. Well, maybe the Lord wants to give you a miracle that you don't even know that you need. Praise God in the name of Jesus, in el nombre de Jesus. With that said, everybody, all right, Sister Cindy wrote, we all need a miracle. Praise God. Y'all, this is some funny stuff. Sister Alina wrote that. Okay, we're having fun doing all this together. Sister Grace wrote something as well. Everybody, let's come Wednesday night expecting some great things to take place. God bless all of you in el nombre de Jesus. Praise.